So do you think, though, that there was a failure by the Democratic state government to police itself? This is a brazen fraudulent activity here.
Yeah, and that is what I alluded to in my letter that I'd sent to the Secretary of Ag, was to see where things were going wrong. How can this amount of money disappear fraudulently without there being alarms being set off? And it is something that, you know, we have to continue to investigate. We have to continue to ask those questions.
Because, as you know, one of the initial defenses by the organization at the heart of the fraud, Feeding Our Future, was to claim the probe was due to racism. Do you think that this was all about negligence, or that it was like political fear of alienating the Somali community?
So you have to remember that the woman who led the program is a Caucasian woman. And that was her way of making sure that this would continue to happen by using whatever rhetoric that was available to her. We do know that when the money was stopped, they did sue. The AG, Attorney General Keith Ellison, defended the department in that lawsuit. It was a judge that said it should continue, that money should continue to go out. And so this wasn't something that people were not looking at. There was always those alarms, and we will continue to understand where things might have gone wrong as these investigations continue and as these fraudsters are prosecuted and sent to jail.